We interrupt this programming to bring you the following presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for first pitch on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, Glass Doctor, Lee Tractor, Renova Roofing, and Smile Doctors. Let's get you set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
Sunday and welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show as the Shuckers are set to wrap up a six-game set with the Montgomery Biscuits. It's their final game in Montgomery in 2023. Javik Blake alongside you. Shuckers enter today at 45-44, 11-9 in the second half of the season. Meanwhile, Montgomery enters today at 44-44 on the year, 8-11. In the second half of the season. Already some separation in the Southern League South Division standings. Pensacola and Biloxi tied for first in the Southern League South Division in the second half at 11-9. Montgomery enters today 2.5 games back, and the M-Braves sit at 3.5 games back. The reason why the Shuckers are still tied for first place is because they put together one of the most masterful ninth innings you've ever seen from the Shuckers. 10 runs in the ninth inning yesterday to go from down 7-2 to up 12-7. They'd hold on, and Cam Robinson worked around three walks in the ninth inning to win it 12-7 and clinch their first series win in Montgomery since the 2018 season. Marsh Sparks, a big part of that. Two at-bats in the ninth inning, worked a big-time walk and came around to score on Nick Kale's clutch double off the wall in right center. Lamar joins us for today's pregame interview. Up next, he talks about what has been just a wild run of form for this Biloxi Shuckers team and a bit about what has shaped his positive mindset on and off the field. That comes your way next before first pitch at 3:33 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers at MGM Park on Saturday, August 12th at 6:05 as they take on the Tennessee Smokies and celebrate Olympic royalty for Women in Sports Night. The Shuckers are set to honor Gulfport's own Brittany Reese, a three-time Olympic medalist and seven-time world champion, with a bobblehead in her likeness for the first 1,000 fans. Visit the MGM Park box office or visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get your tickets for the celebration.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate and let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Watch over 7,000 minor league games during the season with MILB.TV on the MILB First Pitch app and MILB.com. Sign up today at MILB.TV.
Featuring amazing views of MGM Park, downtown Biloxi, and the Mississippi Sound, the Renova Roofing Party Deck is the place to be this summer. The deck includes all-you-can-eat food and beverage service for 2 hours, as well as group recognition on the MGM Park video board during the game. Enjoy the scenic views of the game from the suite level. Get in the action and call 228-233-3465 today.
Want a fun, family-affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans at MGM Park on Saturday, July 29th at 6:05 for a clear backpack giveaway presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Oh, pregame show. We're getting set for the series finale between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. First pitch scheduled for 3:33 here on a Sunday. Javik Blake, I'm joined alongside today's pregame interview guest, Lamar Sparks. Lamar, thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
How nuts was last night? A 10-run comeback in the ninth inning.
Last night was crazy. You know, we have a lot of young talent, so you can never count us out. You know, having those kind of guys on the team that are rowdy, ready to go, or, you know, hungry to win, all that kind of stuff, hungry to play. It's great to have that and be in that kind of environment. So,
you played for some teams that have had wild comebacks. The Missoula Paddleheads last year, I think, averaged almost 10 runs a game. Have you ever had a comeback like that in the ninth inning?
Last year we did have a comeback quite like that. We were down 10 or 11 runs and came back and did it. This, to do it at this level, though, is a whole different story. You know, the guy we faced last guy has some of the best pitchers in the league. And, you know, like I said a second ago, we have some young talent, and that didn't stop us. You know, we went right after him, knew what he had, went right after him. You know, there's not a doubt in our mind that we could do it. And it was awesome.
How much fun is it to be in this lineup with all the talent that you guys have, able to feed off one another, especially in one of those big innings?
Feeding off of each other, you know, is big like that. Especially, you know, you have a guy, Kale, who stepped up, you know, all kind of stuff. Kara went down, Kale stepped in, came in there, did the job. Like I said, we have a whole bunch of young talent, and you can never count that out, you know. So playing around younger guys and being the youngest team in AA at this moment, you know, is big for us. It's a lot of the learning experience, and everybody's ready to go. Everybody wants to win. Everybody wants to move up, you know, all kind of stuff. So when we get put in those kind of situations, that's where we strive. You know, we're young. We don't look at it as, we're in this kind of situation. No, we look at it as if, no, we want to win. We want to see what we can do in this kind of situation.
This is a team, too, that is just rolling offensively. Everybody seems to be having a great month. How much fun is it in the clubhouse right now?
It's great. You know, go back in the clubhouse most days, blaring music, all that kind of stuff. It's a great vibe. You know, when we're winning, it's fun. You know, even when we lose, you know, like I said, I keep saying this, we're a young team. Winning or losing, there's a lot of experience, you know. So there's a lot of learning, and so regardless if we win or lose, we're still having a good time being at this level of learning and contributing to each other and being good teammates.
You talk about learning. What have you learned, biggest thing here in AA?
Biggest thing is, failure. You know, everybody looks at the positives. People want to stay away from the negatives, but then at the end of the day, what you got to do is actually look at the negatives and make it positive. What did I do today that was good? What did I do today if I struck out? What did he throw me on certain counts, you know, all kind of stuff. So that kind of is a big part of it. And so, you know, into that.
How much does that help being at the AA level where there is video and numbers on everything? And you can go back and watch video of certain pitches and really get that in-game feedback.
Being at this level and getting that kind of information, you know, going into this, a lot of teams will put their best guys in AA. And so it really is all, you know, everybody for themselves. And so, at the same time, you know, obviously have teammates and that kind of stuff, but like they put their best guys out there. It's like, you know, you got to go out there, you got to see his numbers, you got to see what he has. You know, having this tracking and having that information is good, you know, to let us know what they have and all that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, you got to go out there and compete regardless. And so, having all that kind of stuff and being in AA and being where a lot of the big time prospects are in baseball, it's you know, you got to fill yourself out. You got to figure out what you have to do to succeed, what you have to do to contribute to the team. Because at the end of the day, like I said, it's a team effort.
You have had a massive month on top of everything. How much confidence does that give you? Talk about how a lot of the pitchers you're facing are the best in the organization that you're facing against. How much confidence does that give you to have a big month?
A lot, man. You know, started out a little slow, but as I keep going, you know, I'm learning, talking to the guys. You know, like I said, everybody has each other's back. So it doesn't matter who's doing good, who's doing bad. Nobody judges anybody for it. Everybody has each other's backs. We all know what we're going through. We all know what kind of level we're at right now, what kind of talent we're facing. So, you know, it's just a matter of time of when people start catching on to it. And when people do, you know, that's when, like last night, like I said earlier, faced probably the best guy in their staff. And, you know, it was a matter of time when we finally got to him.
WOLX, one of the local news stations, put out a fascinating and really awesome story on you and your family, about you and your sister, your parents. How cool was that to get that insight, be able to talk about the special family bond that you guys have?
You know, it's not something I do very often. I don't really talk about that kind of stuff very often. So, but at the same time, you know, having a family is a family, and that's what's most important to me. So having my family be able to come out and watch and support me, and have my little sister come out and be able to watch and support me is great.
You talked a lot in that interview about your little sister who has cerebral palsy. You guys grew up together. How much did you learn from her growing up and being able to be with her on a day in and day out basis?
Positive, because you know, you look at somebody like her in a power chair, doesn't move very well, kind of different kind of stuff, and you know, looking on her outlook on life is different. You know, I think I go through struggles on the baseball field. No, you look at somebody like her who is so positive so often. Never see her upset. It opens your eyes. You know, I'm out there struggling in the outfield, and I'll walk around and be like, man, I wish I'd have done something that's bad, you know. And then I'll sit there and realize, wait a minute, people have it worse than me. And so to look at how her outlook on life in general and how positive she is, it can change somebody's personality, mentality, with whatever, you know. So having her behind me, supporting me is great.
How big of a smile does it put in your face whenever you go out to bat at MGM Park and you see her and your parents right next to the dugout cheering you on?
It's great, you know, because like I said this on the interview that I had, but I'll look over often. She'll be on her phone on TikTok, you know, TikToking it up and or Instagram tweeting, you know, on Twitter tweeting, all that kind of stuff. But as soon as she hears my name, she perks up and pulls out her phone to either video or just sits up there and starts smiling. So it's cool to see her get to watch me play. You know, she doesn't get to see me play very often, so when she is here, it's great.
Well, Mar, thanks much for joining us.
No problem, yeah. Thanks for having me.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Biscuits at 3:33.
Hey, big time thank you to Lamar Sparks for joining us as today's pregame interview. We're getting closer and closer to first pitch here on a Sunday afternoon between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits. Time to take a look at today's starting pitching matchup. The righty Sean Hundley goes for Montgomery, 2-2 with a 2.21 ERA. He's made 12 starts in the season here in Double-A, 53 innings pitched, 8 walks, 58 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 199 against him. Meanwhile, the Shuckers counter with the righty Tobias Myers, who's coming off one of his best starts in 2023. 11 strikeouts on Tuesday, earned his fifth win of the year. He's 5-3 with a 5.83 ERA, 17 appearances and 16 starts, 80 1/3 innings, 28 walks, and he's one of just 5 pitchers in the Southern League with at least 100 strikeouts. Opponents hitting just .261 against him. Tyler Black and Jackson Churio both top the top of the lineup for Biloxi, and Junior Caminero is back in the lineup for Montgomery. Plate meeting is done. About set and ready to go for Sunday afternoon baseball. Shuckers trying to win 5 of 6 in a series for the first time this year. They'll do it against the righty Sean Hundley, and we'll see if they can continue on the offensive explosion that saw a 10-run ninth inning back last night on Saturday. This has been the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. First pitch comes your way next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Other teams might have season ticket holders, but in Biloxi, become a member of the team with a Shuck Nation membership. Pick your way to be at MGM Park for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2023 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as $27 a month. Memberships include flexible tickets, exclusive discounts, unique experiences, lasting memories, and more. Become a part of Shuck Nation today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-2465.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Everyone deserves a great smile. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics is here to help you, Shuckers fans. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in Biloxi, Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics, the official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Beer, soda, hot dogs, all at a discount? That's right. Join the boys of summer at MGM Park every Thursday home game for Thirsty Thursday, presented by Yingling, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108. Enjoy $2 Yuengling drafts, hot dogs, and sodas along with $4 draft beer specials. Want more? Splash in with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal with reserved level ticket and two drink vouchers for $14. Join in on the fun and reserve your tickets, hey, at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Diving snag by Black gets to his feet, fires the first war in the pit, and that ends the inning. In time, the tag from Caro, a terrific relay in the air towards Thornton, where he dives, got it!
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruising WGCN. Your home for every strikeout.
Wave and a miss, he's got him. Double-digit strikeout for the first time in his career.
Home run.
Curry swings and hammers this one to right. Conine goes back, looks up, and it's gone! Jackson Chourio, first double-A home run.
And Shuckers walk-off.
Jackson Chourio, a two-home run game, and the Shuckers win it 7-6.
All season long.
And the Biloxi Shuckers are going back to the Southern League Championship Series.
Time to head out to the ballpark for first pitch with the voice of the Shuckers, Javon Blake.
Sunday and welcome to Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery, Alabama. We're getting set for the sixth and final game here in Montgomery between the Shuckers and the Biscuits as they get set to play their final game against the Biscuits at Riverwalk Stadium in 2023. Shuckers come in today at 45-44 on the year, 11-9 here in the second half, while the Biscuits enter day at 44-44, 8-11. In the second half. Javon Blake alongside you. Thanks so much for joining us on what is a beautiful Sunday afternoon. 89 and mostly sunny as the righty Sean Hundley gets set to make his 13th start of the year with the Biscuits. 2-2 with a 2.21 ERA, 53 innings pitched, 8 walks, 58 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 199 against him. He faces a Shuckers lineup that starts off with Tyler Black. Jackson Chourio bats in the two spot. Wes Clark bats third. Xavier Warren behind him. Then it's Freddy Zamora, Carlos Rodriguez, Ethan Marie, Tristan Lutz, and Felix Valerio. Hundley just about ready to go. Shuckers trying to continue on what was a dramatic ninth inning last night. 10 runs to come back from down 5 to up 5. They ended up winning it 12-7. Tyler Black steps up to the plate. 89 degrees and mostly sunny here in Montgomery. Wind slowly out to right at 3 miles an hour. Black steps in from the left side. We're about ready to go here on a Sunday afternoon. Hundley fires. First pitch misses off the inside corner. And we're off and running. First pitch today at 3:36 p.m. Central Time. The pitch to Black. He swings and misses. Changeup on the outside corner at 88. Count evens 1-1. Black sitting 291 with 14 homers and a team high 433 OBP and a 980 OPS. He's been without a doubt one of the most prolific hitters in this Shuckers lineup. Connolly's 1-1 pitch. Black takes inside, almost gets him. Takes out his back leg. The count goes to 2-1. Hundley had a lot of trouble in the series opener on Tuesday against the Shuckers. 6 runs allowed in 3 innings. 2-1 pitch. Black swings and shoots it down the left field line, foul. Counts even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Very back of the left-handed box. Hundley works first base side of the rubber. Pitch home. Wave and a miss. Fastball top of the zone at 89. One away. Brings up the righty Jackson Chourio. Just underway here in Montgomery. Scoreless in the top of the first inning. Chourio tallied yet another multi-hit game yesterday. Enters today with a 9-game hit streak. tallied multiple hits in 8 of those 9 games. First pitch to him, trying to hammer a fastball, waves over the top of it. Count goes 0-1. Average is up to 279 on the year. OPS up to 792. The 0-1 pitch. He swings and rolls it back to short. Lopez grabs it, takes 2 steps, fires to first in time. Churio's retired for the second out. Gives us chance to set the defense for the Biscuits. Diego Infante is in left. Tristan Peters in center. Heriberto Hernandez is in right. Junior Caminero's at third. Johan Lopez at short. Tanner Murray at second. Evan Edwards at first. And Eric Osberg behind the plate. Righty Wes Clark steps in. The pitch. Takes strike 1 on the outside corner. Fastball at 89. Clark sitting 209 this year with a 354 OBP. The 0-1 pitch takes away, and the count evens 1-1. He's just 3-for-16 this series, but all 3 hits have been big hits. All gone for extra bases, including a big-time double last night. 1-1 pitch takes a strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 1-2. His ninth inning double tied the game at 7. Brought home Jackson Churio and Isaac Collins. For Nick Cale's bases clearing, 3 RBI double, gave the Shuckers a 10-7 lead. Ork back in the box, ready to go. Hundley fires, misses away, and the count evens 2-2. Fastball at 89. Hundley's a 4-pitch guy, fastball, cutter, slider, and a changeup. The 2-2 pitch, Clark fouls it back to the screen. Count stays at 2-2. Clark stands at the very back of the right-handed box. Hundley kicks and delivers. Clark swings and lifts it out to left. Infante goes back towards the warning track. At the wall, makes the catch and finishes off a 1-2-3 first inning. Clark got into it. Just about a foot short. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Tobias Myers out to the hill when we return. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Celebrate the weekend with premium giveaways, specialty jerseys, and unique acts every Saturday night throughout the 2023 season. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Rep the pearl and oyster everywhere with a trip to the Shuckers shop at MGM Park and online. Find Shuckers hats, apparel, collectibles, novelties, Marvel Defenders of the Diamond merchandise, and more. Grab your Shuckers gear today at MGM Park or visit shuckers.milbstore.com.
In the top half of the first inning. We're off to the bottom half of the first inning. The righty Tobias Myers makes his team-leading 17th start of the year. 5-3 with a 5.83 ERA. 80 and a third innings pitch, 28 walks, 100 strikeouts. Opponents hitting 261 against him. The Biscuits have Tristan Peters in the leadoff spot. Junior Caminero bats second. Then it's Logan Driscoll, Diego Infante, Tanner Murray, Heriberto Hernandez, Evan Edwards, Eric Osberg, and Johan Lopez to round out the lineup. Tristan Peters steps in. He's had a good series. 8-for-23 this week. Faces off against Myers, who on Tuesday struck out 11. Tied his season high. First pitch of his day. Called strike on the inside corner. Fastball at 92. Myers is a right-handed arm. Stands in at 6'1", 217 pounds. The pitch, Peters tips it in a Clark's glove. Count goes to no balls and 2 strikes. He's a 5-pitch guy, fastball, cutter, changeup, curveball, and a slider. Peters hitting 258 with a 351 OBP this year. Myers delivers home. Peters swings and pops it foul at a play behind home plate. We'll do it again. Myers works first base side of the rubber, delivers home, misses up. Fastball at 94. The count goes to 1-2. Myers on Tuesday was sitting right around 94. Touched 96 a couple times. 1-2 pitch. Misses up. Change up at 80 miles an hour. Count evens, 2 balls and 2 strikes. It was the best Myers had looked really since opening day when he struck out 11 back against the Embraves. 2-2 pitch. Peters pops it up. Left side of the infield. Black charges hard from third over towards the dugout. Makes the catch on the run. Runs out of room and braces himself up against the dugout railing. One away, brings up Junior Caminero. We've met Black at third. Ethan Murray plays short. Freddie Zamora is at second. Xavier Warren is at first. Third to first. Check that right to left around the outfield. Carlos Rodriguez, Jackson Churio, and Tristan Lutz with Wes Clark behind the plate. Caminero steps in. Pitch for Myers. Fastball lays it in for a called strike one. Caminero is hitting 288. 5 homers, 22 driven in here in Double-A. The 0-1 pitch. Caminero takes low. Cutter at 89. Count evens 1-1. The 1-1 delivery. He checks his swing, taps it foul back to the screen. Count goes to 1-2. Matchup of two guys that were traded for each other. Back 2 off-seasons ago, Myers was traded to the Cleveland Guardians for, at the time, Caminero, who was a guy who hadn't yet made a name for himself in the Dominican Summer League. The 1-2 pitch misses up and away. Cutter at 89, count evens 2-2. But now, fast forward 2 years later, Myers signed this past offseason with the Brewers, and Caminero is shot through the Rays' ranks. 2-2 pitch. Misses low and away. Another cutter at 89. Count goes to 3 balls and 2 strikes. Caminero digs back in. Wide stance from the right side. Myers delivers home. Misses away. Ball 4. Fastball at 95. It's his hardest pitch today. First walk drawn by Montgomery. Brings up the lefty, Logan Driscoll. One out, one on. Scoreless in the bottom of the first inning. On just a picture-perfect day here in Montgomery. It's rained each of the last 2 days. Today, a couple of white puffy clouds and a whole lot of blue sky. The pitch to Driscoll. Misses up and away. Changeup at 77. Count goes to 1-0. So far, it's been really the fastball, cutter, and changeup today for Myers. The 1-0 delivery. He swings and misses. Fastball at 93. Count evens 1-1. Driscoll's hitting 295 this year. 366 OBP and an 849 OPS. The 1-1 pitch. He swings and loops it out toward short left. Murray chases it out. Calls off Lutz. Makes the catch and the run. And retires Driscoll for the second out. It's a real nice running play by Murray. One of the better defenders on this Shuckers team. Now brings up Diego Infante. 2 outs, man on first in the bottom of the first inning. The pitch. Infante takes a strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 0-1. Fonte's hitting 277 this year, 336 OBP. The 0-1 pitch. Takes a strike on the outside corner. That one at 94. Count goes to 0-2. Myers, outside of that one pitch that he whipped outside the zone at 95, his fastball command today has been real good. The 0-2 pitch. Tapped foul back towards the on-deck circle. Count stays at no balls and two strikes. Myers comes set. Now delivers. Caminero's off. Wave and a miss. Slider off the outside corner at 85. And Myers strikes out his first of the day and strands Caminero. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We're scoreless. We head to the second. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Come on, people matter. Smile on your brother. Everybody get together. Try to love one another right now.
Top two in Montgomery. Javik Blake back with you. Sean Hunley gets back on the hill and faces the switch hitter Xavier Warren from the left side. First pitch of the inning. Misses away. Fastball at 89. And the count goes to 1-0. Warren's in the four spot today for Biloxi. We're scoreless here in the second inning. Hunley delivers. Warren takes a strike on the inside corner. Count evens 1-1. Warren's hitting 188 this year with a 285 OBP. Hunley delivers. Warren swings and chops it foul towards the Shuckers dugout. First base side. Count evens. Their count goes to 1-2. The ball got off the netting and snuck into the stands. Luis Amaya was expecting it to come down. 1-2 pitch. Warren lays off a fastball off the outside corner. Count evens, two balls and two strikes. There's a lot of confusion on Amaya's face when he looked up and did not see a baseball coming at him. The 2-2 pitch. Warren swings and ropes it foul. First base side by Shuckers first base coach Christian Correa. Counts even 2-2. Brady quickly hustles out from the bullpen and grabs it. Bullpens are in play here in Montgomery. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. The pitch. Warren swings and lifts it out to right. Hernandez goes back, leaps, it's over his head, and takes one hop off the wall. Warren rounds first, strides in a second with a stand-up leadoff double. And the Shuckers are off and running here in the second. That one off the bat at 108 miles an hour. Now brings up the righty, Freddie Zamora. Second time in the last three innings dating back to last night, the Shuckers have led off an inning with an extra base hit. Pitch on. Zamora takes a slider off the outside corner. Count goes to 1-0. Jackson Churio helped start the comeback charge in the eighth inning with a triple off the wall and right. Back to start off the eighth inning last night. Shuckers scored 11 runs in the last two innings. The 1-0 pitch. Zamora takes inside on a cutter. Count goes to 2-0. Shuckers last night, 12 runs on 15 hits. The offense has poured in their last 10 games. They've won 7 of 10, scored 6 or more in 9 of those games. The pitch, slider, called a strike on the outside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. So not only the runs, the hits have come in bunches. 10 or more hits in now 6 straight games entering today. The 2-1 delivery. Zamora swings and loops it out towards center. Peters hangs back on it. Now takes a couple steps in. Makes the catch. Warren bluffs a tag from second. Now the shortstop. Lopez has it. Throws to second. Murray the tag. And Warren's doubled up. He went about halfway to third and stopped to go back to second. But Johan Lopez, the shortstop, easily grabbed it. Toss to Murray, and that retires Zamora. Warren's also gone. That was trying to get back to second. Two outs, nobody on for the lefty, Carlos Rodriguez. Hundley delivers. Rodriguez swings and lifts it foul. Out of play in the third base side. Count goes to no balls and one strike. Warren is out 8-6-4. The 0-1 delivery. Misses away, and the count evens 1-1. Rodriguez hitting 274 on the year. Had himself a three-hit game last night. Reached base all 5 times. 3 hits and reached on an error twice. The pitch. Lays off a cutter off the outside corner. Count goes to 2-1. Hundley fires. Rodriguez waves and misses. Tried to time up an 83-mile-an-hour changeup. Count goes to 2-2. Deep breath from Hundley. Now the 2-2 pitch. Rodriguez swings and lifts it down the left field line. Infante ranges over, but it's out of play. Count stays at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Rodriguez swings and lines it into Caminero's glove at third, and that ends the inning. About shoulder height, Caminero hopped up and grabs it. No runs, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. 6 up, 6 down for Hundley. We enter the bottom of the second, scoreless. After this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Follow the Biloxi Shuckers away from MGM Park for every pitch, promotion, ticket offer, and discount on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Follow the team at Biloxi Shuckers on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok, or at Official Biloxi Shuckers on Instagram. Become part of the fun today.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hello, this is Mike Guerrero. You're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome back. Javik Blake back with you in Montgomery. First pitch fouled back off Tanner Murray's bat. Back underway here in the bottom of the second inning. Shuckers and Biscuits are scoreless. Just one hit today. That was Xavier Warren's double to lead off the top of the second inning. Righty Tamias Myers delivers home. Righty Tanner Murray takes a strike on the outside corner, and the count goes to 0-2. The 0-2 pitch, slider misses low, and the count goes to 1-2. Murray this year hitting 304, 7-for-23 on the year. The 1-2 pitch, curveball misses up. Count goes to 2-2. Myers looked real sharp in the first inning. The 2-2 delivery. Lifted out towards right. In comes Rodriguez. Now goes back on it. Leaps up and makes the grab. Retires Murray for the out. It was a ball that just kept rising. Rodriguez went in a couple steps, then went back. Was able to leap up and make the grab. So far, three of the four outs recorded by Myers have been in the air. Now brings up the righty Aramerto Hernandez. The pitch. Waves and misses. Fastball at 93. Count goes to 0-1. Hernandez is hitting .238 this year. 9 homers, 37 driven in. The 0-1 pitch. Lifted foul. Above the Shuckers dugout in the first base side. And the count goes to 0-2. That fastball's looking real firm today from Myers. It's sitting right at 94. It's mixed in a good cutter. In the high 80s. And slider's been a good wipeout pitch. It's what he got Infante waving on. 0-2 pitch. Fastball misses up and away. That one at 95. And the count goes to 1-2. 95 is his fastest fastball today. The 1-2 pitch. Misses low. Gets by Clark. Changeup at 79. And the count's even. 2-2. Myers, one of the big things he's talked about this year is how confident he feels in his stuff. The 2-2 delivery. Fastball. Check swing. They check to first, and the first base umpire says he goes around. Stephen Hodgen rings up Roberto Hernandez. Slider for the second out. Brings up the lefty, Evan Edwards. Two outs, nobody on. Scoreless in the bottom of the second inning. The pitch to Edwards. Fastball misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. But Myers has talked about how, on the numbers side of things, his fastball and his pitches have been better. 1-0 delivery. Wave and a miss. Fastball on the inside corner. Count evens 1-1. It's some of the hardest stuff he's thrown all year. Throughout his career as well. The 1-1 delivery. Misses up. Count goes to 2-1. The count with two outs. The pitch home. Fastball lifted foul. Had a play in the third base side. And the count evens 2-2. The big thing for Myers is just building off the confidence of his last start. Retired each of the first 12 batters he faced. Went 5 innings. The 2-2 pitch. Curveball. Wave and a miss for strike 3. A beautiful pitch. And Myers retires the side in order here in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We have the third scoreless in Montgomery. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go
troubles down the drain.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
Third inning. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Shuckers and Biscuits scoreless here in a series finale. The righty Sean Hunley back to work and faces the righty Ethan Murray. First pitch, Murray swings and launches it foul. Out of play on the first base side. Now it goes to no balls and one strike. Hunley's gone six up, six down. Pitch home, Murray waves and misses, trying to attack a high cutter at 88. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. He's gone six up, six down, despite the Shuckers leading off last inning with a double. Xavier Warren got doubled off the bag on Freddie Zamora's flyout. Pitch home. Murray swings and waits back on a curveball. Grounds it to first. Edwards gloves it, taps the bag. And Murray's retired for the first out. One away, and it brings up the righty Tristan Lutz. We're scoreless here in the top of the third inning. Watts digs in from the right side. The pitch home. Misses away with a fastball. The count goes to 1-0. Watts hitting 221 on the year with a 346 OBP. The pitch. He swings and rolls it back up the middle into center for a base hit. Peters picks it up and fires it in. Lutz snaps a two-game hitless streak with a single. The Shuckers have their second hit of the day. One on, one out. Righty Felix Valerio steps in. He's in the ninth spot today in the order. Hunley delivers. Valerio swings and lifts it down the right field line, tails foul. Hernandez gives it a look, but it's out of play onto the berm. Count goes to 0-1. Valerio came in last night as a pinch runner for Wes Clark after Clark tied the game at 7 with a 2-RBI double in the ninth. The 0-1 pitch misses away, and the count evens 1-1. And with how crazy last night's ninth inning was, with the Shuckers scoring 10 runs, Valerio actually got an at-bat. Flew out to center to end the inning, despite coming in earlier as a pinch runner. The 1-1 delivery. Valerio fouls it back, and the count goes to 1-2. Not often you score 10 runs in an inning, and even less often you do it while sending 15 men to the plate. Biggest offensive explosion in an inning this year for Biloxi. Looking for that first run today. Lutz at first. One away in the top of the third. The righty Hunley delivers. Valerio swings and lifts it out to left. Infante tracks over towards the line. Makes the catch with sunglasses on. Retires Valerio for the second out. Two away, one on. And it brings up the lefty Tyler Black back to the top of the order for Biloxi. Black digs in at the very back of the left-handed box with the bright white cleats. Lutz takes his lead off first. Hunley fires. Black takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. It's not often you find too many Canadians living in southern Mississippi, especially on the Gulf Coast. But Black, who was born and raised in Toronto, Canada, has made a good friend at MGM Park. Pitch home. Black swings and drives this one out to right. Hernandez turns around back at the wall, but takes one hop off the wall. He retrieves it. Lutz stops at third. Black's in the second with a double. Throw comes home. Black extends his hit streak to seven straight. The hard double off the wall in right center. Lutz goes to third. Brings up the righty Jackson Churio. That went off the bat at 103 miles an hour. Now runners at second and third with two outs. Brings up the righty Churio. Churio's 0-for-1 today with a ground out to short. Hundley delivers. Churio takes slow and away, and the count goes to 1-0. Checkers have two runners in scoring position for the first time today. They have one of the hottest guys in all of baseball up at the plate. The 1-0 delivery. Churio takes away, and the count goes to 2-0. Churio entered today on a 9-game hit streak, 21-for-42 over that span, an even .500 average with a .1438 OPS. It's the third best mark in all of minor league baseball over that stretch. The pitch. Swings and taps it up the third baseline. Caminero has a long way to go. Grabs it. Fakes the throw to first. Churio reaches on an infield single. Lutz comes home. Black moves up to third. And the Shuckers get a 1-0 lead. Churio extends his hit streak to 10 in a row on a little dribbler that maybe gives up 30 feet on the third baseline. Now brings up the righty Wes Clark. Runners on the corners, two outs, 1-0 Shuckers here in the third. The pitch. Clark takes a strike on the inside corner. Count goes down 1-1. Clark's 0-for-1 today. Flew out to left back in the first inning. Check back to first. Churio's back in time. The pitch home. Churio's off to second. Pitch called the strike. Osberg fakes the throw. Churio slides in with his 28th stolen base of the year. Just like last plate appearance, the Shuckers have two more runners in scoring position. Owen to the count. The pitch home misses away. Count goes to 1-2. Shuckers lead it 1-0. 1 run on 4 hits. 3 of the 4 hits have come this inning. Time called. Hundley steps off. Clark steps out, readjusts his batting gloves, now steps back in. Churio off second, Black off third. Speediest duo, the pitch home. Clark swings and lifts it out to right. Hernandez goes back towards the warning track, sticks up his glove, and makes the catch to end the inning. But the Shuckers score a run. 1 run on 3 hits, no errors, and 2 runners left on base. 1-0 through 2.5. Tobias Myers back to the hill when we return on the Biloxi Shuckers.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell membership plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh, yeah!
Welcome back to Montgomery. We head to the bottom of the third inning. Shuckers lead it 1-0 over the Biscuits here in the series finale. Tobias Myers back to the hill. Faces 8-9-1 in the Biscuits order. Starts off with the lefty, Eric Osberg. Myers delivers. Osberg swings and corks it out to right. Rodriguez is over, and it takes one hop off the wall. He retrieves it. Osberg around first to second. The throw to second. Murray the tag. Not in time. And it's a leadoff sliding double for the Biscuits. And they have a runner in scoring position for the first time today. Now brings up the righty, Johan Lopez. Osberg extends his hit streak to 3 in a row. The pitch home. Fastball called strike one. That one at 92 from Myers. The 0-1 pitch. Lopez takes up and away. The count evens 1-1. Lopez is 3-for-7 here in Double A. He's driven in 4 and walked twice. Myers delivers. Takes a curveball away. Count goes to 2-1. Shuckers lead it 1-0 here in the bottom of the third inning. Trying to finish off a series in Montgomery with a win. 2-1 delivery. Fouled off. First base side out of play. The count evens 2-2. Shuckers have already clinched a series win. They've won 4 of the first 5 here this week. And that's a big number for Biloxi. 4 wins in a week. They've not done that against a Southern League South Division opponent this year. The 2-2 pitch. Lopez waves and misses. Fastball at 93, and Myers has his 4th strikeout of the day. Back to the top of the order, and the lefty, Tristan Peters. Man on second, 1 away, 1-0 Biloxi. But the important thing for Biloxi is they have won a series in Montgomery. They haven't done that since 2018. It's back when the Southern League played 5-game series. Myers delivers home. Peters takes away. The count goes to 1-0. Not only that, that was back when the Biscuits were in the Southern League North Division. It's back when the Rocket City Trash Pandas did not exist. They were the Mobile Bay Bears. The 1-0 delivery. Fouled back, and the count evens 1-1. So because you had no team up in Madison, Alabama, you instead had a team in Mobile, Alabama, which is 30 minutes from Biloxi, the Bay Bears were in the South Division, and the Biscuits were in the North Division. The 1-1 delivery. Peters takes up. Count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch to Peters. He swings and tags it out to right. Rodriguez goes back, looks at it, and it's way gone. 101 off the bat, and it's a 2-1 lead for the Biscuits. He touches home, fifth homer of the year, up to 21 driven in. One travels 342 feet. And the Biscuits now lead it 2-1. Junior Caminero steps in. One out, nobody on. The pitch home. He swings and rolls it left side of the infield. Murray backhands it in the hole. It's short, fires a long way to first. It's wide. Warren grabs it and tags Caminero for the out. A real good defensive play by Warren. Caminero doesn't like the call. He thought Warren missed on the tag, but just got his back. Now two away for Logan Driscoll. Biscuits lead it 2-1 here in the bottom of the third inning. Pitch home, wave and a miss. Count goes 0-1. The pitch, wave and a miss. Curveball that falls off the table. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. Train rolls by in the distance. It's the screeching you hear. The 0-2 pitch, curveball. Driscoll chops it. First base side foul, and we'll do it again. It's a whole lot of oil tankers that are chugging on by. One of the more unique aspects here at Riverwalk Stadium is the fact that the ballpark was built around an old train station. That's the entire suite level on the first base side. 0-2 pitch, wave and a miss. Changeup at 79. That ends the inning. Two runs on two hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. 2-1 Biscuits after three. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast. From simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors, no job is too small. From automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery, Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto
cruising,
parts,
there's no
WGCM Gulfport and W265 DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
The next Brewers stars play here on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Switch hitter Xavier Warren steps in from the left side against the righty Sean Hundley. First pitch of the fourth misses inside. And the count goes to 1-1 and no strikes as a train squeaks on by in the distance. Shuckers trail it 2-1 against Montgomery. Hundley fires home. Warren tags this down the right field line. It sneaks in fair and rolls all the way to the wall. Hernandez digs it out. Warren strides in a second with another stand-up double. He's 2-for-2 today with two doubles. And he also leads off his second straight inning with a double. That one was tagged off the bat 103 miles an hour. Brings up the righty, Freddy Zamora. Javik Blake back with you from Montgomery. A Sunday series finale. Shuckers have already clinched a series win. First time they've done that in Montgomery since 2018. Righty Freddy Zamora steps in. 0 for 1 today. Pitch home. Fastball called strike one. Warren at second represents the tying run. Got doubled off second last time up. Freddy Zamora flew out to center and Warren was caught about 20 feet off the bag. The pitch. Fastball called a strike at the knees. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Runs, though, have been hard to come by off Sean Hundley. Just one run today for Biloxi after six on Tuesday. Pitch home. Zamora waves and misses. His bat flies all the way to short. And Hundley has his second strikeout of the day. That one was on a 77-mile-an-hour slider. Zamora is retired for the first out. Brings up the lefty, Carlos Rodriguez. 2-1 Montgomery here in the top of the fourth inning. Rodriguez steps in at the very back of the left-handed box. Rocks the bright yellow Nike cleats. Pitch home. He swings and lifts it out to left. Tails foul. Caminero, the third baseman, a long way over. Drops down about 10 rows back. And the count goes to no balls and one strike. Rodriguez and Churio both rock the bright yellow cleats today. Righty Hundley delivers. Rodriguez fouls it back. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Both Rodriguez and Churio have gone all in on the yellow this year. Rodriguez's elbow guard is bright yellow. Same with Churio's. Both have bright yellow leg guards as well. The 0-2 pitch. Rodriguez checks his swing. Pitch off the outside corner. Third base umpire Caleb Martin says he does not go. And the count at one ball and two strikes with one away. Warren takes his lead off second. 2-1 Montgomery here in the top of the fourth inning. Hundley fires. Rodriguez swings and loops it foul. Caminero gives it a look. Drops down out of play. Smacks between a seat. Count stays at one ball and two strikes. Rodriguez digs back in. A little bit of a bat waggle. Hundley comes set at the letters. The 1-2 pitch. Rodriguez swings and again spirals this one foul. Instead of finding it rows way a couple rows back, it ends up out of the ballpark, and the count stays at 1-2. Hundley comes set. Tying run at second for Biloxi. The pitch. Rodriguez takes away, and the count evens two balls and two strikes. Rodriguez last time up, lined out to third. Hard hit ball. Right to Junior Caminero. The 2-2 pitch. He swings and pops it foul up behind home plate, out of play. Count stays at 2-2, and the battle continues. On to an eighth pitch in this at-bat. The 2-2 delivery. Rodriguez again fouls it off. This time to the screen. Count stays at 2-2. We're on to a ninth pitch in this battle between Rodriguez and Hundley. Hundley about to throw his 61st pitch of the afternoon. The 2-2 pitch. Rodriguez stares at a slider off the outside corner, and the count goes full. Three balls, two strikes, one away. The 3-2 pitch. Rodriguez swings and loops it in right. It's down for a base hit. Hernandez chases after it, cuts it off with a warning track. Warren rounds third and comes home. Rodriguez slides into second with the Shuckers' second double of the inning. And this one ties us up at two. That's Rodriguez's 23rd RBI of the year. Reaches base for the 13th straight game. Brings up the righty Ethan Murray. One away with the runner at second. Shuckers have scored in back-to-back innings. Hundley sets, first base side of the rubber. Now comes home. Murray fouls it back, and the count goes 2-1. Murray's 0-for-1 today, popped out to first back in the third inning. The pitch. This is inside, almost hits him. Count evens, one ball and one strike. Victor Munoz is up in the Biscuits bullpen. Right-handed arm. The 1-1 delivery. Murray tips it foul back to the screen. Count goes to 1-2. This Shuckers offense just continues to roll in this series. They enter today with 48 runs over the first five games. Two already today means they've scored exactly 50 this week. More than anybody else in AA. The 1-2 pitch. He swings and lifts it down the right field line. Edwards, the first baseman, in the foul territory over towards the Shuckers' bullpen, runs out of room as he leans up against the sidewall. Count stays at 1-2. Murray back in the box, ready to go against the righty Hundley. The 1-2 pitch. Murray swings and rolls it back up the middle. It's into left center for a base hit. Rodriguez gets the turn from third and comes home. It's an RBI single from Murray, and the Shuckers take a 3-1 lead. Shuckers have six hits over the last two innings. For Murray, that's his 28th RBI of the year. And it now brings out the manager, Morgan Ensberg, to end the day for Hundley. Shuckers have certainly enjoyed hitting against Sean Hundley this series. He gives up six runs on six hits in the series opener on Tuesday. Here, in 3 1/3, he's given up three runs on seven hits. They go to the bullpen. New pitcher in the ballgame when we return on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Watch the Shuckers take on the Trash Pandas in style on Saturday, July 15th at 6:05 with a Shuckers bucket hat giveaway for the first 1,000 fans presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want to roll out the barrel and grab a beer? Come out to MGM Park for Brew Crew Tuesday, presented by FEB Distributing during every Shuckers Tuesday home game. Enjoy the game in style with a souvenir tumbler at the first and third base beer gardens for $12 and $6 refills. Our beer gardens feature premium craft beers from the coast and beyond. The only way to be a part of the fun is to get to the ballpark. Reserve your seat today at MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Shuckers lead it 3-2 here in the top of the fourth inning. Sean Hunley done after 3 1/3 innings on the hill. Shuckers tag him for 7 hits, so far 3 runs. Righty Victor Munoz comes in to face the righty Tristan Lutz. Ethan Murray's at first with one away. Munoz delivers. Lutz swings and grounds it foul. First base side. Goes to no balls and one strike. Munoz comes in and enters today with a 7.36 ERA on the year. The 0-1 pitch. Lutz stares at a fastball, 92 on the outside corner. The count goes to no balls and two strikes. Hunley throws 67 pitches, strikes out two, doesn't walk anybody. The Shuckers tag 7 hits off him, 13 in this series. The 0-2 pitch misses away. Check back to first. Murray dives back in. Count at 1 ball and 2 strikes. The 1-2 delivery. Lutz takes strike 3, top of the zone on a curveball. Second out of the inning, and it brings up Felix Valerio. Two outs with a man on first. Shuckers lead it 3-2 here in the fourth inning. Munoz got the start in Wednesday's game for Montgomery. The pitch to Valerio. He takes away. Count goes to 1-0. He gave up 7 runs, 6 of them earned in 2/3 of an inning. Gave up 5 hits, 3 walks, and 1 strikeout. But the Biscuits would end up winning it. 9-8 on a walk-off. The 1-0 delivery takes low, and the count goes to 2-0. And that start really inflated all of Munoz's stats. 21st appearance, 12th out of the bullpen, 7.36 ERA in 62 1/3 innings. The 2-0 delivery. Valerio swings and rolls it to short. Lopez gets it, bobbles it, trickles towards the outfield, and everybody's safe. Murray to second, Valerio to first on the E6. That's Lopez's second error here in AA. And it brings up the top of the order in Tyler Black. Black is 1-for-2 today with a hard hit double off the wall in right center back last inning. The 2-0 delivery takes inside, count goes to 1-0. Three 2 Shuckers here on the top of the fourth inning. The pitch home. Black takes a strike on the inside corner. Count evens, 1 ball and 1 strike. Black was part of that hit parade in the first inning on Wednesday. Doubled off the wall to start things off. Shuckers sent 13 to the plate that inning. The 1-1 delivery. Black swings and pokes it foul. Left field side out of play. Count goes to 1-2. Shuckers lead it 3-2 here in the fourth inning. Murray off second. Valerio off first. 1-2 the count to Black. Munoz fires. Black takes low and the count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Black takes up and away, and the count goes full. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Both runners will be off with the pitch. Munoz kicks and fires. Runners go. Black swings and lifts it out to right center. Peters cracks over from center. Calls everybody off and makes the catch to end the inning. But the Shuckers send it seven to the plate. They score two runs. Two runs off three hits, one error, and they strand two. Or through three and a half. Shuckers lead it 3-2. Tobias Miners back to the hill when we return on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to neck a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows. It's how I get my grill on.
Konecka Sausage is the exclusive sausage sponsor and hot dog provider of MGM Park. Find them at your next trip to MGM Park at the first and third base concession stands.
As I get my grill on.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
The bottom of the fourth inning at the Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery. The righty Tobias Myers back on the hill and faces the righty Diego Infante. Javik Blake back with you. The pitch. Infante waves and misses. Fastball at 94. The count goes to 0-1. Shuckers lead it 3-2 thanks to two runs in the top of the inning. The pitch, Infante swings and lifts it down the right field line. It takes a couple hops and bounces off the wall. Rodriguez retrieves it, fires it into second. Infante slides in ahead of the throw. Second straight inning with a leadoff double for Montgomery. That now brings up the righty, Tanner Murray. Both runs came off a two-run homer from Tristan Peters in the third inning for Montgomery. Murray digs in from the right side, 0-for-1 today with a fly out to right. Myers delivers. Murray takes low. The count goes to 1-0. Now Wes Clark calls time, runs out to the hill. Reminder, fans, you can join in on the Text the Booth line, 601-514-0776. Again, that's 601-514-0776 on the Text the Booth line. Let us know where you're tuning in from this afternoon. Want to know the count to the righty Murray. Myers fires home. He swings and rolls it to first. Waring dives, grabs it, gets to his feet, bobbles it, now fires to Myers in time. Infante moves to third, but Murray's retired on a real nice play from Xavier Waring. Batted it down initially, couldn't grab the baseball, then found it, quickly fired to first. Myers has had some experience playing around the infield and the outfield during his high school career. Went back to those days. Real good job straddling first and making the play. Infante's now at third, one away. Roberto Hernandez is up. Infield comes in for Biloxi. Hernandez struck out in a slider in the second. Myers fires. Wave and a miss. Curveball low at 84. Count goes to no balls and one strike. Myers has five strikeouts today. All three hits allowed have gone for extra bases. It's kind of in Myers' kryptonite this year. Almost half of his hits allowed have gone for extra bases. The 0-1 delivery. Curveball. Check swing. They check with first. And Stephen Hunkin says he goes around. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one away. The pitch home. Curveball called strike three. Beautifully dots it at the knees. It's Myers' sixth strikeout of the day. And brings up the lefty, Evan Edwards. Shuckers lead it 3-2 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. The pitch home, misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 delivery tips it into Clark's glove. Count evens 1-1. The 1-1 delivery misses up and in. Fastball at 96. Count goes to 2-1. Fastest pitch of the day for Myers. The 2-1 delivery. Line drive. One hops Black at third. He snags it. Takes a step. Myers first in time. And Myers works around a leadoff double. Doesn't allow a run. In the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We head to the fifth, 3-2 Biloxi. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
Top of the fifth inning, Shuckers lead it 3-2 over the Biscuits. Righty Victor Munoz delivers home to the righty Jack Centurio. First pitch is a called strike one at 92, and we're back underway. Munoz enters his first full inning of work. The pitch, Slider misses up. Count evens, one ball and one strike. Munoz threw two-thirds of an inning last inning. 1-1 pitch. Curve ball low. Count goes to 2-1. Relieve Sean Hundley, who has his line finalized, gives up 3 runs on 7 hits and 3 1/3. The 2-1 pitch. Chirinos swings and rolls it on the left side of the infield. Lopez backhands it at short, fires the first one, hop. In time, it barely beats Churio for the out. One away, and it brings up the righty, Wes Clark. First pitch, Clark waves and misses. Fastball top of the zone at 94. The count goes to no balls and one strike. Clark's 0 for 2. This pitch chopped foul, third base side. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. Clark's 0 for 2 today. Flew out to left and flew out to right. Shuckers lead it 3-2. One out, nobody on in the top of the fifth inning. Munoz delivers. Clark chases a high fastball, tips it in Osberg's glove. Two away now for the switch hitter Xavier Warren. Warren digs in from the left side. He's had a terrific day today. 2 for 2 with 2 doubles. Munoz delivers. Warren takes away and the count goes to 1-0. Both of his balls have been barreled up. Double in the second was off the bat at 108. The 1-0 delivery. Waves and misses. Changeup at 86. The count evens 1-1. Last time up, he lined one down the right field line at 103 off the bat. Came around to tie it up. 1-1 pitch. Swings and lifts it out towards left. Diego Infante's over into the gap, makes the catch, and ends the inning. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Munoz. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're halfway through in Montgomery. 3-2 Biloxi on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers at MGM Park on Saturday, August 12th at 6:05 as they take on the Tennessee Smokies and celebrate Olympic royalty for Women in Sports Night. The Shuckers are set to honor Gulfport's own Brittany Reese, a 3-time Olympic medalist and 7-time world champion, with a bobblehead in her likeness for the first 1,000 fans. Visit the MGM Park box office or visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get your tickets for the celebration.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate and let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Watch over 7,000 minor league games during the season with MILB.TV on the MILB First Pitch app and MILB.com. Sign up today at MILB.TV.
Featuring amazing views of MGM Park, downtown Biloxi, and the Mississippi Sound, the Renova Roofing Party Deck is the place to be this summer. The deck includes all-you-can-eat food and beverage service for 2 hours, as well as group recognition on the MGM Park video board during the game. Enjoy the scenic views of the game from the suite level. Get in the action and call 228-233-3465 today.
Of the fifth at Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery. Shuckers lead the Biscuits 3-2. Ready Tobias Myers back to work against the lefty Eric Osberg. First pitch misses low and the count goes to 1-0. Javik Blake back with you here in the final game between the Biscuits and the Shuckers at Riverwalk Stadium here in 2023. Pitch home. Line drive foul. First base side smacks off a seat and gets all the way out to right. Rolls all the way to Carlos Rodriguez's feet. Count evens 1-1. Shuckers have had one of their better years against the Biscuits. Won a series here. First time they've done that since 2018. The 1-1 pitch misses up and away. Count goes to 2-1. And after last year, they going 4-14 in this ballpark. A win today would give them a winning record at this ballpark. Pitch home. Home plate umpire says he goes around on a check swing. Fastball at 96. Fastest strike today from Myers. Counts even 2-2. They've won 9 of the first 17 here. 2-2 pitch. Osberg lifts it foul. Out of play in the third base side. Counts even 2 balls and 2 strikes. The 2-2 delivery. Osberg takes low with a changeup at 79. Count goes to 3 balls and 2 strikes. Osberg doubled down the right field line in the third inning. The 2-2 pitch. Swings and lifts it out towards left center. Churio's on his horse back towards the warning track. Makes the catch and smacks into the 395 sign for the out. A terrific running catch from Churio. And Osberg's retired for the first out. Churio did a great job as well tracking it into the shade. 395 sign. There's about 5 feet in front of it up to the wall is the only part of the ballpark right now that is any sort of shade. The pitch home. Ground ball back to Myers under his glove, but right to Zamora at second. Fires to first in time. And Johan Lopez is retired for the second out. Brings up the top of the order and the lefty Tristan Peters. Gives us a chance to take a look at the Owah Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Two outs, nobody on. 3-2 Biloxi. Pitch home. Wave and a miss. Fastball top of the zone. And the count goes to 0-1. Top of the third inning, Chattanooga leads Birmingham 2-1. They're scoreless in Pensacola between the Blue Wahoos and the Trash Pandas. 0-1 pitch. He swings and pops it foul. Out of play behind home plate. And the count goes to 0-2. Meanwhile, the M Braves get oh-so-close to no-hitting the Tennessee Smokies. M Braves win the finale 3-1. The 0-2 pitch, Peters takes low and away. Gets by Clark, and the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Peters is 1-for-2 today with a homer. Myers delivers. Popped up right in front of home plate. Clark takes off his mask and a foul territory makes the play. That finishes off a 1-2-3 fifth inning for Myers, and he's out of the inning in under 75 pitches. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We have the sixth. 3-2 Shuckers on the Shuckers Radio Network.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Sky. Yeah. Shuckers lead 3-2 in the top of the sixth inning. The pitch. Zamora lifts it foul. First base side out of play. And the count evens 1-1. Javik Blake back with you. Shuckers have 3 runs on 7 hits. 2 runs on 3 hits for Montgomery. The pitch misses low and inside. Count goes to 2-1. Shuckers scored 1 in the third. Pitch home. Slider misses off the inside corner. Count goes to 3-1. Then they scored 2 more in the fourth to take the lead. Montgomery was up 2-1 after 3. The pitch home. Zamora swings and chops it on the ground to third. Caminero grabs it, fires across the diamond. A missile to first. Zamora is retired for the first out. Now brings up the lefty, Carlos Rodriguez. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 today with an RBI double back in the fourth inning. Munoz delivers. Rodriguez takes a strike at the knees. Count goes to no balls and 1 strike. Shuckers lead it 3-2. The pitch. Called strike inside corner. Count goes to 0-2. Munoz is working quick. Rodriguez calls time and steps out. The 0-2 delivery. He swings and tags this one out to right center. Hernandez back at the warning track, at the wall. It deflects off the bottom of the wall. Rodriguez speeds around second towards third. Gets in with a stand-up triple. Oh, so close to his first homer of the year. He's now halfway to the cycle. Brings up the righty, Ethan Murray, with a runner on third. One away here on the top of the sixth inning. Shuckers lead the Biscuits 3-2. Infield in, first pitch. Misses away, count goes to 1-0. Murray's 1-for-2 today. Gave the Shuckers the lead in the fourth inning with an RBI single. Munoz delivers. Takes up, checks his swing. First base umpire says he does not go. The count goes to 2-0. The 2-0 delivery. He swings and launches it foul hard off the sidewall. Count goes to 2-1. That was off the bat at 102. Murray steps back in the box. Rocking the emerald batting gloves. His own company. 2-1 delivery. Tips it foul in and out of Osberg's glove. And the count evens 2-2. Murray spent 3 years at Duke before getting drafted. Was a business major and used what he learned in class to create his own brand of baseball gear called Emerald. E-M-U-R. Pitch home. Misses away, and the count goes to 3-2. And he got creative with the name, too. Emerald is spelled starting E-M-U-R and then A-L-D. Play off his nickname of Emer back in college at Duke. The 3-2 delivery. He takes off the outside corner, ball 4, and an emphatic bat flip back to the dugout. Now runners in the corners with one away for Tristan Lutz. Lutz set to dig in with the high Blue Sox. 3-2 Shuckers here in the top of the sixth. Osberg steps out to give the first and third signs. We'll take 10 seconds for station ID. Luxie Shuckers Radio Network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
Munoz's first pitch rolled on the ground to second. Murray has it, fires to first a bit wide. Edwards keeps his foot on the bag. Lutz grounds out, but it brings home Rodriguez, and the Shuckers lead it 4-2. Three to second, 2 away, and it brings up Felix Valerio. Welcome back to Riverwatch Stadium in Montgomery. Javik Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Shuckers trying to win the series finale to win 5 of 6 in the week. The pitch home. Valerio takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers have been one of the hottest teams in minor league baseball. Ever since coming back from the All-Star break, they have been nearly unstoppable. Just two losses. First eight games, 1-0 delivery. Misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. They've won back-to-back series for the first time this year. After the All-Star break, they won 2 of 3 against Rocket City. So far, they've won 4 of the first 5 here in Montgomery. The 2-0 pitch. Valerio takes low with the curveball, and the count goes to 3-0. And they've done so with a ton of offense. The only outliers that 1-0 shutout win last Saturday at home against Rocket City, where Carlos Rodriguez was terrific. The 3-0 pitch. Valerio fouls it back, and the count goes to 3-1. This week, it has been all offense. 13 runs on Tuesday, 9 on Thursday, 8 on Wednesday, 6 on Friday, 12 yesterday, and 4 today. They've tallied 10 or more hits in each of their last 6 games, including 2 different instances with 16, tying their season high. They had 15 last night. The 3-1 delivery. Valerio swings and punches this down the right field line. Hernandez chases it back towards the wall. Almost flips over the sidewall as it drops down foul. Count goes to 3 balls and 2 strikes. You talk to anybody on this Shuckers team and you talk a lot about talent. That was something that Lamar Sparks talked about in a big way during today's pregame interview is, yes, this team's young, but they're a team that's learning every single game and getting better every single game, which goes back to something manager Mike Guerrero's talked about all year, that this team still hasn't played their best baseball yet. The 3-2 pitch. Valerio taps it foul, third base side. Count stays full. Which is a scary thing to think about when you're hitting 324 as a team this week, and the feeling in the dugout in the clubhouse is we're not at our full potential yet. If 324 is not full strength, you can only imagine what their full potential is going to look like. The 3-2 pitch, Murray's off to third. Valerio smacks it foul, first base side out of play. Count stays full, and Murray jogs on back to second. This is also a team that is really enjoying life. Sparks talked a lot about how every time you're back in the clubhouse, it's a lot of music, it's a lot of fun. It's a team that's really enjoying life right now. The 3-2 pitch. Valerio swings and again chops it foul. Third base side into the dugout. Ronnie Simons right there at the top snap and snags it easily. Flips it into the crowd. Count stays full. On to a 9th pitch here in the at-bat. Valerio trying to win the battle. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Shuckers lead it 4-2 here in the top of the 6th. Munoz fires home. Valerio swings and lifts it out to short right. Hernandez comes in with sunglasses on, makes the catch, finishes out the inning. But in the inning, Shuckers get a run off a hit. No errors and 1 runner left on base. 4-2 after 5.5. Tobias Myers back to the hill when we return on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans at MGM Park on Saturday, July 29th at 6:05 for a clear backpack giveaway presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Other teams might have season ticket holders, but in Biloxi, become a member of the team with a Shuck Nation membership. Pick your way to be at MGM Park for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2023 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as $27 a month. Memberships include flexible tickets, exclusive discounts, unique experiences, lasting memories, and more. Become a part of Shuck Nation today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-2465.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Junior Caminero steps in from the right side against the righty Tobias Myers. We're off to the bottom of the sixth inning. Shuckers lead it 4-2 over the Biscuits. Myers delivers. First pitch called strike one. Myers has looked terrific today. He's gotten through five innings on just 72 pitches. The pitch home misses up and away to Caminero. Count evens 1-1. Everything's looked real good. He's allowed just three hits. The pitch misses low. Cutter at 88. Count goes to two balls and one strike. Myers picks up his left leg, delivers home. Caminero lifts it foul. Fastball at 94. Drops out of play in the first base side. Counts even, two balls and two strikes. Caminero's 0-for-1 today with a walk and a ground out. Myers takes a breath in the hill. Now delivers. Caminero chases a high cutter at 83. Myers strikes him out. Seventh strikeout of the day and brings up the lefty Logan Driscoll. What a series this has been for Tobias Myers. Someone who has looked night and day different after the All-Star break. The pitch home. Driscoll fouls it off. First base side out of play. And the count goes 0-1. Driscoll's 0-for-2 today. In from the left side against the righty Myers, who struck out 18 this series. The pitch. Driscoll fouls it back top of the screen. Count goes 0-2. With that out, Caminero. He's thrown 10 and a third innings. Allowed five runs. Three walks. 18 strikeouts. The 0-2 pitch. Wave and a miss. Changeup at 81. Make it 19 strikeouts. Driscoll's down. Two away. Brings up the righty Diego Infante. He's one away from 20 strikeouts in a week of work. And he's good to cruise in through the seventh inning. He's only at 80 pitches. Pitch home to the righty Infante. Fastball called strike one. Gives us a chance to check out the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. 0-1 pitch, called strike two on the outside corner. Dayton beats Wisconsin 6-5. Kannapolis beats Carolina 17-7. Braves fall to Atlanta 4-2. 0-2 pitch, misses away, and the count goes to 1-2. One game not yet underway. Justin Jarvis starts under the lights in Nashville. 7-0-5 start against the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. 1-2 pitch. Misses away. Count evens 2-2. Check that. 6:05 Central, 7:05 Eastern. It's the free game of the day. 2-2 pitch. Curveball smacked foul third base side. Count stays at 2-2. Which means you can watch Jarvis take on the Jumbo Shrimp. It's Jarvis's third AAA start. Watch it for free on MLB.tv. The 2-2 pitch, Infante lifts it foul, just sticks his bat out, makes contact. Count stays at 2-2. Myers is getting up near 90 pitches. That's how many he threw last time out. The 2-2 pitch misses away, and the count goes full. Myers is one strikeout away from 20 strikeouts this week. The 3-2 pitch. Infante takes off the outside corner. Cutter at 88. Infante works a walk and brings up the righty, Tanner Murray. By the way, in the Brewers game this afternoon, Sal Frelick, who had just such a terrific big league debut last night, started in the cleanup spot. After Uribe made an appearance at a scoreless third of an inning of work, check back to first, bit of a short hop throw. Fonte's able to get back in time. Two outs, man on first. 4-2 Biloxi in the bottom of the sixth inning. Myers getting near 90 pitches on the afternoon. That throw is 89. Checker's bullpen, though, is quiet. The pitch to Murray. Infante off to second. Pitch misses low. Clark's throw to second. One hop to Zamora. Not in time. Infante slides in with his 13th stolen base of the year. Now a runner in scoring position. First time a runner's been in scoring position since Infante led off the fourth inning with a double. Lisa Maya gets up in the pen. 1-0 delivery. Murray takes a curveball for strike one. The 1-1 delivery. Murray takes away, and the count goes to 2-1. Fastball at 95 from Myers. Maya's still up in the bullpen. Likely Myers' final inning. Pitch count now at 92. As high as 101. The 2-1 delivery. Curveball lifted out towards left. Lutz goes back at the warning track, looks up towards the wall, and it's off the top of the wall and off the scoreboard for a two-run shot. It's Murray's first double-A home run. Just gets over the wall, and we're knotted at four here in the sixth. Righty Heriberto Hernandez now steps in. Pitch home. Called strike on the outside corner. The pitch. Misses off the outside corner. Count evens 1-1. All four runs today coming off two-run homers. The 1-1 pitch. Misses low and the count goes to 2-1. The pitch, wave and a miss. Curveball off the outside corner at 86. Count evens, two balls and two strikes. Maya continues to get warm in the pen. The 2-2 pitch, Hernandez swings and pops it foul. First base side out of play. Count stays at 2-2. Myers' 97th pitch of the afternoon. The 2-2 delivery. Fastball up and in at 96. Count goes to 3-2. How about that? 98th pitch of the day, and he's still pumping 96. The 3-2 delivery. Fastball misses low at 95, and he loses it. Didn't miss by much. Now brings up the lefty, Evan Edwards. Three straight of reach with two outs. Brings out the manager, Mike Guerrero. Maya is set to go in the Shuckers bullpen. He'll come in. What was oh so close to six incredible innings for Myers. He'll have to settle for 5 2/3, and he exits in a 4-4 ball game. Amaya comes in. Myers comes out. Back after this, Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Evan Edwards steps in against the lefty Luis Amaya. 4-4 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Man on first, two outs. Amaya delivers. Edwards checks his swing. It's a called strike one. Fastball at the knees at 92. Myers is done after 5 2/3 innings. He gives up four hits, two homers, three walks, and eight strikeouts. The pitch misses away. Count evens 1-1. Edwards is 0-2 today. Maya enters. Makes his seventh appearance here in Double A. 6 1/3 innings pitched. 1-1 pitch. Misses off the outside corner. Count goes to 2-1. 6 1/3 innings and an 8.53 ERA. He's allowed six earned runs. Pitch home. Misses away. And the count goes to 3-1. Five walks, eight strikeouts. We're in a run of lefties here. Edwards and Osberg. Goal right now is Amaya just needs to get one of the two out and keep the game tied at four. The 3-1 pitch. Edwards takes a strike on the outside corner at 92. Count goes to 3-2. The art of a Logie, the left-handed one-out guy, has disappeared from baseball really with the 3-batter minimum, but that is really the kind of situation Amaya is in right now. Ryan Brady's stretching in the bullpen. Amaya literally just needs one out here. Pitch home. Ground ball right side of the infield. Zamora gets it on a knee. Fires to first, and Amaya does his job. One batter, one out. We're through six. Two runs on one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. It's 4-4 after six. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are going to happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seals Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport. Visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone in all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. South, 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
I get up and nothing gets me down. You got it tough. I see the tough.
Top of the seventh inning. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Shuckers 4, Biscuits 4. The righty Victor Munoz faces off against the lefty Tyler Black. At the top of the order, first pitch. Black checks his swing and a slider. Third base umpire Caleb Martin says he goes around. And the count goes 0-1. Montgomery tied it up on a two-run homer from Tanner Murray in the bottom of the sixth. It was Murray's first home run at the AA level. The 0-1 delivery. Black takes low. Count evens 1-1. Shuckers head back home to Biloxi after today's game. The 1-1 pitch. Black swings and lifts it foul. Third base side out of play. And the count goes to 1-2. They'd love to do it by winning 5 of 6 over Montgomery. They haven't won 5 of 6 in any series this year. 1-2 pitch. Black swings and lifts it foul. Out of play in the third base side. Count stays at 1-2. Their series win this week. First against Montgomery. Pitch home. Black swings and lifts it out towards left center. Infante charges in from left. Peters in from center. Peters calls him off, makes the catch, and retires Black for the first out. Second time Black's flown out to center today. Now brings up the righty Jackson Churio. Churio set to dig in from the right side. 4-4 here in the top of the seventh inning. Munoz fires. Churio swings and lifts it out to right. Hernandez goes back at the warning track, rounds it off, and makes the catch. Tigers Churio for the second out. Brings up Wes Clark. Clark's 0-3 today. Digs in from the right side against the righty Munoz. The pitch. Wave and a miss at a curveball. Count goes 0-1. Shuckers bullpen right now is silent, which means it's likely Luis Amaya's bottom half of the inning. Pitch home. Clark waves and misses at another curveball. This time the count goes 0-2. It's a lefty, righty, and then a lefty. Amaya's been real good against left-handed batters in AA. 4-for-18 off them compared to righties who are 5-for-11 off of them. Average up near 500. Munoz's 0-2 delivery. Clark takes off the outside corner. 94 on the gun. Osberg thought it was strike three. Took a step towards first. And then moved towards third to almost throw it down. 1-2 delivery. Clark takes a curveball off the inside corner. Count evens, 2 balls and 2 strikes. The pitch home. Clark lines it foul off the sidewall. Third base side. Count stays at 2-2. That one was smashed off his bat. 104 miles an hour. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. 4-4 here on the top of the seventh inning. Munoz fires. Clark takes strike three on the outside corner. Fastball at 94. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Munoz. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Time to stretch you, Montgomery. 4-4, you're in a series finale. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics is here to help you, Shuckers fans, with some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in Biloxi. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics, the official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Beer, soda, hot dogs, all at a discount? That's right. Join the boys of summer at MGM Park every Thursday home game for Thirsty Thursday, presented by Yuengling, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108. Enjoy $2 Yuengling drafts, hot dogs, and sodas, along with $4 draft beer specials. Want more? Splash in with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal with reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $14. Join in on the fun and reserve your tickets, hey, at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Celebrate the weekend with premium giveaways, specialty jerseys, and unique acts every Saturday night throughout the 2023 season. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
One due up for Montgomery. Way into the bottom of the seventh inning. 4-4 between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. It's the lefty Luis Amaya back out for Biloxi. First pitch to the lefty Eric Osberg misses away. Count goes to 1-0. Shuckers righty Ryan Middendorf is getting warm in the bullpen. The 1-0 delivery. Osberg takes a strike. Fastball at 91. And the count evens, one ball and one strike. Amaya retired, the only batter he faced in the sixth inning. Came in for relief Tobias Myers. 1-1 delivery. Curveball misses low. And the count goes to 2-1. Myers' day is officially done. The final line, 4 runs on 4 hits and 5 2/3 innings. 3 walks and 8 strikeouts. 2-1 pitch misses away. And the count goes to 3-1. Bit of an unfortunate ending to the day for Myers as a ball that hits off the top of the wall and bounces over. 3-1 pitch misses inside. It's a 5-pitch walk to start off the bottom of the seventh. Middendorf continues to get warm. If that ball that Tanner Murray hits out is 1 foot shorter, 1 foot back towards the field, Lutz catches it and that ends the inning. But it hits the top of the wall and bounces over, and instead of allowing just 2 runs in 6 innings, he allows 4 5 2/3. Pitch to the righty, Johan Lopez shows bunt, bunts it foul back to the screen. The count goes 0-1. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Time quickly called. Tristan Peters has to grab the bat weight from the on-deck circle and chuck it back towards the dugout. The 0-1 pitch. Lopez takes up. Count evens 1-1. Lopez is 0-2 today with a strikeout and a ground out. The pitch. Ground ball, third base side, hops over the bag, foul. And the count goes to 1-2. That wasn't foul by much. One and two the count with nobody out. Osberg at third. 4-4 between the Shuckers and the Biscuits in the bottom of the seventh. Now Amaya steps off. Steps back on the rubber. The 1-2 pitch. Line drive over Warren 10, and it drops down for a base hit. Rolls all the way to the right field corner. Osberg can run. He rounds third. Rodriguez fires it into Zamora. No relay home. Johan Lopez slides in with a sliding triple, drives in Osberg, and it's 5-4 Montgomery. That one wasn't hit incredibly hard, but it just gets over Warren's head and down the line. Infield comes in. Biscuits have scored three unanswered. And the lefty Tristan Peters steps up. 1-for-3 today. The pitch. Peters takes strike one on the inside corner. Five-four Biscuits here on the bottom of the seventh inning. The 0-1 pitch. Curveball, wave and a miss. Count goes to 0-2. The 0-2 pitch. Peters swings and chops it back up the middle by Zamora and in a center. Peters rounds first. Lopez touches home. And it's 6-4 Montgomery. And out comes manager Mike Guerrero. Ryan Middendorf's good to go in the bullpen. 4 unanswered from Montgomery. Gives them a 6-4 lead. Amaya comes out. Middendorf comes in. We'll be back after this on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
Hi, this is Nick Bennett, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Go Shuckers, baby.
Luis Amaya is out. Ryan Middendorf is in for the Shuckers. Biscuits have taken a 6-4 lead. And the righty Junior Caminero set to step in. With a runner on first and nobody out. Amaya's done after facing just 4 batters. Gives up 2 runs. Middendorf inherits Peters at first. The pitch home. Wave and a miss. Fastball at 91. Middendorf starts off with the strike. Makes his 17th appearance here in Double A. 4.56 is ERA in 23 and a third innings. 8 walks, 23 strikeouts. The pitch misses away, and the count evens 1-1. Last time out for Middendorf. Gave up 2 runs on 4 hits over 2 innings back on Wednesday against the Biscuits. Used 45 pitches to get through 2 innings. 1-1 pitch. Caminero swings and chops it up the third base line. It rolls foul. And the count goes to 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes, nobody out. Strikeout here would be huge for Middendorf. The 1-2 pitch. Slider misses off the outside corner at 84, and the count evens 2-2. Caminero 0-2 today. Struck out in a cutter back in the sixth inning. The 2-2 pitch misses away. Count goes to 3-2. The 3-2 pitch, runner goes, Caminero rolls it on the ground to short, Murray has it, bobbles it, picks it back up, fires to first in time. Peters moves to second on the bobble, but Caminero is retired. 1-0 brings up Driscoll. It would have been tough to get Peters either way. He was off with the pitch, and that's why initially Murray bobbled it. He was trying to go so quickly to second. The good thing is Murray, strong enough arm that was able to settle down, take a step, and fire to first for the out. Up comes Logan Driscoll with a runner in scoring position. 6-4 biscuits here on the bottom of the seventh. The pitch misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Driscoll's 0-3 today with 2. Both of his strikeouts coming on changeups from Tobias Myers. The pitch misses low. Count goes to 2-0. Middendorf comes set, rocking the bright yellow Nike cleats. The 2-0 delivery. Slider misses off the inside corner, and the count goes to 3-0. Middendorf comes set. Now delivers. Driscoll takes strike one on the outside corner. Pass ball at 89. Middendorf's a side-winding righty. Delivers it just off his hip. 3-1 pitch. Popped up. Foul territory, first base. Side Warren gives it a look, but it's out of play. Count goes to 3-2. A strikeout here would be massive. The 3-2 pitch, wave and a miss, gets him on a 73-mile-an-hour curveball. Driscoll strikes out, 2 for Diego Infante. Big-time strikeout for Middendorf, his first of the day. Infante steps in from the right side. Shuckers trail it 6-4. Runner on second, 2, bottom of the seventh. The pitch home. Infante fouls it back to the screen, and the count goes to 1-1. Park calls time. Trots out the hill to talk to Middendorf. Nick Bennett's doing a little bit of light stretching in the bullpen. Meanwhile, in the Biscuits pen, Carlos Garcia is up. Shuckers, who have had 2 separate ninth inning comebacks this weekend, would need a third. They want to take the 5th game of this 6-game set. They've already won 4 of 6. 4 of the first 5. And today we make it 5 of 6. The 0-1 delivery. Infante chops it to third. Black grabs it, takes a step, fires across the diamond to first in time, and that finishes out. A terrific appearance from Middendorf. Inherits a runner and doesn't allow him to get past second. In the inning, though, Two runs off two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. End of the eighth. 6-4 Montgomery. Back after this, Luxie Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Top of the eighth, Victor Munoz is out. And in comes Carlos Garcia for the Biscuits. They lead the Shuckers 6-4 in the series finale. First pitch to Xavier Warren is popped up. Third base side, Junior Caminero, the third baseman, under it, calls everybody off, makes the catch, and Warren's retired for the first out. Garcia's a right-handed arm, comes in to relieve Victor Munoz. Munoz has a massive turnaround from his start on Wednesday, where he allowed 7 runs in a third of an inning, two-thirds of an inning, gives up 1 run on 1 hit. Pitch to Zamora. He is a called strike one. Righty takes it on the inside corner. Munoz goes 3 2/3, 1 run, 1 hit, 1 walk, and 3 strikeouts. Pitch home, misses away. Count evens 1-1. Meanwhile, does it all and throws 59 pitches. Garcia delivers. Zamora swings and taps it. One hop to Murray at second from the outfield. Grass fires to first. It's wide, and Zamora reaches. Murray took his time, set his feet, fired to first, and then it went way wide. Zamora reaches on an error, and the Shuckers bring up the tying run. Rodriguez is 2-for-3 today with a double and a triple. That error, Murray's second of the year. Rodriguez stands in from the left side. The pitch. He swings and hits it just foul. Squeaks into the Shuckers' bullpen. Count goes 0-1. Max Lazar is warming up. Garcia this year makes his 18th appearance. 3.34 ERA. 46 strikeouts and 32 1/3. 0-1 pitch. Rodriguez lifts it out to left. Infante comes in a step, makes the catch. And Rodriguez is retired for the second out. Now brings up the righty, Ethan Murray. And for the second day in a row, Ethan Murray steps up in the eighth inning with two outs and does it as the tying run. Yesterday it was when the Shuckers trailed by a 5-2 score. Now they trail it 6-4 here in the eighth inning on a Sunday. The pitch home. Murray takes a strike at the knees. Fastball at 94 from Garcia. Murray's 1-for-2 today with a single, an RBI, and a walk. The 0-1 pitch tips it into Osberg's glove, and the count goes 0-2. Shuckers looking for that big hit here. They trail it 6-4. Zamora's at first with two outs. Garcia comes set. Now the 0-2 pitch. Murray takes up. Count goes to 1-2. Garcia struck out 5 in his last appearance on Wednesday. 9-8 Biscuits win. The 1-2 pitch. Wave and a miss. Fastball top of the zone at 95. And that finishes out the inning. No runs, no hits, one error, and one runner left on base for through 7.5, 6-4 Biscuits. Back after this on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Rep the Pearl and Oyster everywhere with a trip to the Shuckers shop at MGM Park and online. Find Shuckers hats, apparel, collectibles, novelties, Marvel Defenders of the Diamond merchandise, and more. Grab your Shuckers gear today at MGM Park or visit shuckers.milbstore.com.
Follow the Biloxi Shuckers away from MGM Park for every pitch, promotion, ticket offer, and discount on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Follow the team at Biloxi Shuckers on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok, or at Official Biloxi Shuckers on Instagram. Become part of the fun today.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Over the Shuckers. Lazar comes in for Ryan Middendorf, who's done after a perfect inning of work. First pitch of the inning is a called strike one to the righty Tanner Murray. Middendorf came in for Luis Amaya. Amaya lasts just a third of an inning, gives up 2 runs on 2 hits. The 0-1 delivery. Slider called a strike, and the count goes to 0-2. But Middendorf settled things down. Shuckers trail it 6-4 in the bottom of the eighth. Lazar delivers home. Misses low. Count goes to 1-2. Lazar is a 2.25 ERA in 8 innings this year in AA. Makes his 5th appearance, 5 walks, and 14 strikeouts. The 1-2 delivery. Murray swings and hits it through the right side to Rodriguez in right for a base hit. Shuckers' defense was shifted over. Zamora, the second baseman, was just about up the middle. Murray just goes the other way and plops it in the right for a base hit. Brings up the righty Heriberto Hernandez. He's 0-2 today with a walk. Shuckers trail at 6-4 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Lazar delivers. Hernandez takes low, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 delivery. Fastball called a strike at 92, and the count evens 1-1. Lazar's been real good ever since being called up to AA back in late June. The 1-1 delivery. Hernandez swings and lifts it in to right. It's down for a base hit. Rolls towards the wall. Rodriguez cuts it off. Fires it back in. Murray stops at third. Hernandez slides in a second with a double. And now runners at second and third with nobody out for Evan Edwards.
Number 13, Evan Edwards.
Edwards is 0 for 3 today. Two ground outs and a strikeout. The Shuckers infield now comes in. They trail at 6-4. Four runs over the last two innings for Montgomery. Lazar delivers. Edwards takes a curveball for strike one. The 0-1 pitch. Checks his swing. Third base umpire says he goes around. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. Now Nick Bennett is up in the bullpen for Biloxi. Left-handed arm. Counts at no balls and two strikes to Edwards. Lazar delivers home. Curveball misses low when the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 delivery. Edwards lifts it out to right. Rodriguez over into the gap, goes back a step, makes the catch. Everybody tags and moves up. Murray comes home. Hernandez to third, and it's 7-4. Sack fly from Evan Edwards, his 36th RBI of the year. Murray home, Hernandez to third. The Biscuits have now scored in three straight innings. They've scored five unanswered, and they lead it 7-4. Eric Osberg steps up. Infield still in with the runner at third. Lazar delivers. Osberg waves and misses. Fastball in the inner half at 92. And the count goes 2-1. Lazar's 0-1 pitch. Curveball lifted right to Murray, grabs it on a knee, fires to Black at third, and it's a double play to end the bottom of the eighth inning. That double play brought to you by the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi. Just steps away from Beaches Casinos and MGM Park, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi is your ideal spot for a stay on the coast. Double play ends the bottom of the eighth. Shuckers trail it by three. We enter the ninth. Back after this in the Shuckers Radio Network.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter! I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. A Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
We head to the top of the ninth inning. Tristan Lutz leads it off from the right side for Biloxi against the righty Carlos Garcia. Shuckers trail it 7-4. Garcia trying to get the six-out save. The pitch home. Lutz waves and misses at a curveball. Count goes 0-1. The Shuckers have had two big ninth-inning comebacks in this series. Pitch home. Lutz swings and hits it on one hop to short. Lopez gets it in short left. Fires to first. Not in time, and Edwards can't make the scoop. It goes down as an E6. Third inner today for Montgomery. And it brings up the righty Felix Valerio. Actually, they have changed that to a hit for Lutz. Valerio's up to the plate. Lutz is out. Lamar Sparks is now in as a pinch runner. So the Shuckers get some speed on the base paths. The pitch home. The righty Valerio pokes it down the left field line. Foul. Count goes 0-1. The Shuckers come back today to be their third comeback on the week. Yesterday, 10 runs in the top of the ninth inning. They trailed 7-2, win it 12-7. On Thursday, they scored 4 in the ninth to win it 9-8. The 0-1 delivery. Valerio fouls it back, and the count goes 0-2. Top of the order is due up next, too. Tyler Black and then Jackson Churio. Runner on first. Nobody out. By the way, they ruled that as a single for Lutz. So he's 2-for-4 today. Pitch home. Valerio waves and misses. Slider 83. One away, and it brings up Tyler Black. Black is 1-for-4 today. He's tallied 6 extra base hits this series, including a double back in the third inning. Garcia delivers home. Black takes up. Count goes to 1-0. Garcia sets the 1-0 pitch. Black takes up and away, and the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Jeff Belge is up in the bullpen for Montgomery. Left-handed arm. The 2-0 pitch. Black takes up and away, and the count goes to 3 balls and no strikes. Jackson Churio's on deck. He's the tying run. The 3-0 pitch. Black takes off the outside corner. It's a 4-pitch walk, and here comes the tying run. Curio walks up. Time to take 10 seconds for station ID on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin'. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
The righty Churio steps in against the righty Garcia. 2-1, one out. Shuckers trail it 7-4. The pitch. He takes up. Count goes to 1-0. It's a fastball at 95. Everybody in the Shuckers dugout is on the top step. Biscuits lead it 7-4 in the top of the ninth inning. Black at first, Sparks at second. The pitch. Churio swings and loops it foul. First base side out of play. And the count evens 1-1. Churio's 1-for-4 today. An RBI infield single in the third to extend his hit streak to 10 straight. Garcia sets the 1-1 pitch. Churio takes up. Count goes to 2-1. Shuckers yesterday and their biggest comeback of the year. Trailed by 5, put up 10 in the inning, and they win it by 5. The win today would mean their 5th win of the week. The 2-1 delivery. Wave and a miss. Change up low at 82. Count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Garcia takes a breath. Sparks and Black both take their leads. The 2-2 pitch. Churio swings and lifts it out to right. Hernandez goes back at the warning track, looks up at the wall, and it smacks off the wall, and Peters bobbles it. Sparks scores. Black gets the wave. Churio hustles to third. The throw home is not in time. It's a 2-RBI triple from Churio. Another multi-hit game, and the tying run is 90 feet away. It's 7-6 Montgomery. What a series. The Shuckers never out of it. Churio's up to 61 driven in this year. And now Clark is up. Infield comes in. Pitch home. Takes off the inside corner. Count goes to 1-0. Clark's 0 for 4 today. The pitch home. Fouls it back to the screen. Count goes 0-2. By the way, that Churio 2-RBI hit has been ruled a double. He advances to third on the throw. He's still credited with both runs driven in. The 1-1 pitch. Misses up and away. Count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. Shuckers trail at 7-6. Churio's the tying run at third. The pitch takes up. Count goes to 3-1. Xavier Warren stands on deck. Jeff Belge continues to get warm. Infield in. Outfield plays back. The 3-1 pitch. Clark takes up. It's a 5-pitch walk. And up comes Xavier Warren with runners on the corners and one out. Manager Morgan Ensberg at the top step of the dugout pops out. And the Biscuits go to the bullpen. Garcia out, Belge in, and the tying run for Biloxi is 90 feet away. Jackson Churio a multi-hit day. We'll take a break. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org. There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Welcome back to Montgomery. The Shuckers once again have had a torrid ninth inning. It's 7-6. Jeff Belge comes in. Carlos Garcia is out. Isaac Collins is in at first for Wes Clark as a pinch runner. He's at first. Churio's at third. One away here in the top of the ninth. Belge delivers. Warren takes off the outside corner. Count goes to 1-0. Warren is 2-for-4 today, but he's up from the right side for the first time. The pitch. Warren takes low and away. Count goes to 2-0. Collins at first has a ton of speed. Both of Warren's balls today that have gone for hits have been hard hit. 103 plus on both. 2-0 delivery. He takes low. Osberg blocks it up. The count goes to 3 balls and no strikes. Belge this year, 4.55 ERA in 31 and two-thirds innings. 26 walks in those 31 innings. The 3-0 pitch. Warren takes all the way. Called strike one. The 3-1 pitch. Warren taps it foul. Out of play on the first base side. Count goes to 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Tying run stands at third. The pitch. Warren taps it foul off Osberg, and we'll do it again. Osberg's down. Falls backwards. Now gets back to his feet. All was good and just lost his balance a bit. Counts it 3 balls and 2 strikes with 1 away. The 3-2 pitch, Collins is off. Warren chops it to third. Caminero gets it. Churrios home. The throw to first in time, and the Shuckers tie it up on a ground out to third from Xavier Warren. Churrio had a big lead off the third base bag, came home immediately as he heard contact, and with 70 grade speed, easily comes home. Freddy Zamora comes up. Collins is now at second. Two away here in the inning. The RBI for Warren is 34th of the year. Belge checks second. Nobody's there. Collins back to the bat. The pitch home. Zamora takes off the inside corner. Count goes to 1-0. The Shuckers have now tallied 10 or more hits for their 7th straight game. They have 6 or more runs for their 10th out of their last 11 games. The pitch. Zamora takes off the inside corner. Count goes to 2-0. This has just been a terrific offensive output here in Montgomery. 7-7 in the top of the 9th inning. The pitch. Curveball called strike one. The pitch home. Zamora takes a curveball low. The count goes to 3 balls and 1 strike. Carlos Rodriguez is on deck. He's 2-for-4 today. A double and a triple. The 3-1 pitch. Zamora swings and rolls it on the ground to second. Murray gobbles it up, takes a step, fires to first in time, and that ends the inning. But the Shuckers score 3 in the top of the 9th inning. Tie it up. 3 runs off 2 hits, no errors, and 1 runner left on base. 7-7 through 8.5. Into the bottom of the 9th. Back after this in the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor.
Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh, yeah!
Want a fun, family-affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Watch the Shuckers take on the Trash Pandas in style on Saturday, July 15th at 6:05 with a Shuckers bucket hat giveaway for the first 1,000 fans presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Welcome back to Montgomery. Bottom of the ninth inning. Shuckers and Biscuits are tied at seven. Max Lazar fires home to Johan Lopez. Righty-righty matchup, and he waves through the first pitch. Tons of defensive changes for Biloxi. Carlos Rodriguez moves from right to left. In right now is Lamar Sparks. The pitch home. Misses up. Count evens 1-1. Sparks is in right. Isaac Collins is at second. Freddie Zamora is out, and in is Nick Cale behind the plate. 1-1 pitch, curveball dribbled up the third baseline, foul. And the count goes to one ball and two strikes. We're tied at seven thanks to Biloxi scoring three runs in the top of the ninth inning. Yet another big-time comeback in this series. The pitch home, tips it in and out of Cale's glove, and the count stays at 1-2. One and two the count with nobody out. The pitch home, popped up, out towards right. Long way to go for Sparks. Charges in, makes the catch. One away, and it's back to the top of the order. Tristan Peters set to step in. Shuckers go double barrel in the bullpen. Ryan Brady on one side and Nick Bennett on the other. Tristan Peters steps in. One out, nobody on. 7-7 in the bottom of the ninth inning. The pitch home. He swings and pops it up. Foul. Third base side out of play. Count goes to 0-1. The pitch. He swings and lifts it out towards center. Churio charges in and it drops down in front of him for a base hit. It's a three-hit day for Peters. And up comes the righty, Junior Caminero. 7-7 here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Biscuits crowd really starting to get loud. Cale calls time and walks out from behind home plate to talk to Lazar. Ethan Murray comes in as well from short, and out comes the manager, Mike Herrera. Shuckers head to the bullpen. We'll see who gets the call. It'll be Ryan Brady. Into face Junior Caminero. One out, one on. In the bottom of the ninth inning, we're tied at seven. Back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast. From simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors, no job is too small. From automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery, Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Lazar is out. Ryan Brady is in. One out here in the bottom of the ninth inning. 7-7 here in the series finale. He faces the righty Junior Caminero. The pitch home. Caminero swings and chops it to short. Murray gets it. Fires to second for one. Collins to first. Not in time. Caminero beats it by a half step and keeps the ninth alive. What a great turn by Murray, and Collins up the middle. Caminero reaches on a fielder's choice. Peters is retired. And it brings up the lefty Logan Driscoll. 7-7 here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Righty Brady comes set. The pitch. Driscoll takes strike one. That fielder's choice finalizes the line for Lazar. Goes an inning and a third. Gives up one run off three hits. Brady delivers. Driscoll takes strike two on the outside corner. Slider at 93. Lazar also throws 20 pitches. Brady comes in. 3.86 ERA in 9 1/3 innings. The 0-2 pitch. Driscoll lifts it down the left field line towards the corner. It smacks off the wall. Rodriguez plays it off the wall. Caminero gets the wave. The throw to Murray. Fires home. Not in time. And the Biscuits walk it off for their second win of the series. Both of them walk-off wins. And they win this one 8-7. Caminero scores from first. 98 off the bat. The Biscuits avoid losing 5 of 6 on their second walk-off of the week. Their sixth walk-off this year in 9 wins against the Shuckers here at Riverwalk Stadium. We'll take a break, wrap everything up after this on the Biloxi Shuckers post-game show. Biscuits win it by an 8-7 final here in the finale.
Want to roll out the barrel and grab a beer? Come out to MGM Park for Brew Crew Tuesday, presented by FEB Distributing during every Shuckers Tuesday home game. Enjoy the game in style with a souvenir tumbler at the first and third base beer gardens for $12 and $6 refills. Our beer gardens feature premium craft beers from the coast and beyond. The only way to be a part of the fun is to get to the ballpark. Reserve your seat today at MGM Park, box office, or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
For the early to rise road trippers,
the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows how to get my grill on.
Konecka Sausage is the exclusive sausage sponsor and hot dog provider of MGM Park. Find them at your next trip to MGM Park at the first and third base concession stands.
That's how I get my grill on.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Shuckers post-game show. Let's send it back to the booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome back to Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery as we wrap everything up here on a Sunday afternoon. The Biscuits take down the Shuckers 8-7 on their second walk-off of the week in 9 wins against the Shuckers this year at Riverwalk Stadium. They walk it off in 6 of those 9 games. A lot of close ones here as they finish out the season series at Riverwalk Stadium with the two teams each winning 9 games out of the 18. Biloxi, 7 runs, 10 hits, no errors. Montgomery, 8 runs, 10 hits, and 2 errors. Javik Blake back with you. A lot to get to on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Shuckers fall 8-7, but time to get to the scoring summary. It was a game where the Shuckers once again had a big-time ninth-inning comeback. In the third inning, Tyler Black doubled to push Tristan Lutz to third, who had reached earlier in the inning on a single. Jackson Churio then brought home Lutz with a single on the infield to make it 1-0 Biloxi. But Montgomery would tag two. Tristan Peters, a 2-run home run to right, to make it 2-1 Montgomery. Off starter Tobias Myers. Shuckers then got two more in the fourth inning on an RBI double from Carlos Rodriguez and an RBI single from Ethan Murray that made things 3-2. Made it 3-2 Biloxi over Montgomery in the top of the fourth inning. Myers continued on. It was very, very good on the afternoon. He ends up striking out 8, but the Shuckers would take the lead 4-2 in the sixth inning on an RBI ground out from Tristan Lutz that scored Carlos Rodriguez, who had reached earlier with a triple. Then in the bottom of the inning, when Myers was one out away from allowing just two runs in 6 innings, a 2-run shot from Tanner Murray gives the Biscuits a 4-4 tie. They would score 2 more in the 7th on an RBI triple from Johan Lopez and an RBI from Tristan Peters to make things 6-4. They would end score 1 more in the 8th to make things 7-4 on a sacrifice fly from Evan Edwards. Then in the top of the 9th inning, though, the Shuckers had one another big-time comeback in them. A 2-RBI double from Jackson Churio made it 7-6. Churio was then scored on a Xavier Warren ground out to third that tied the game at 7. Montgomery, though, would walk it off on an RBI double from Logan Driscoll in the bottom of the 9th inning. Jeff Bells gets the win, improves to 3-1. Ryan Brady, the loss, falls to 0-1 on the season. We'll take a break when we come back. Time to wrap up everything on the Ottawa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. A lot to get to around the Southern League and the Brewers organization. That comes your way next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport. Visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Hi, this is TJ Shook, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers post-game show. David Blake back with you. Final score, 8-7 Montgomery over Biloxi. Biscuits have 8 runs on 10 hits and 2 errors. The Shuckers, 7 runs on 10 hits. And no errors. They tally at least 6 runs for the 10th time in their last 11 games, and they tally 10 or more hits for the 7th straight game. Montgomery walks it off for the 6th time this year against the Shuckers. 9 wins at Riverwalk Stadium against Biloxi. They walk it off to win it in 6 of those 9 games. Jeff Belge gets the win. Ryan Brady gets the loss. A lot to get to in the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Top of the 7th inning in the Southern League. Mariner, as always, you can book your visit today at visitowa.com. Top 7, Birmingham and Chattanooga are knotted at 5. That's who the Shuckers will face off against starting on Tuesday is Birmingham. First of 12 games against the Barons in this half. Birmingham looking for their 34th win of the year and get back to 2 games under 500 entering that series with Biloxi that starts on Tuesday night. Bottom of the 8th inning, Pensacola leads Rocket City 5-2. If that score holds, the Shuckers will be a game back of Pensacola in the Southern League South Division standings. The Shuckers at 45-45 after today's loss. Montgomery at 45-44. Final from Kodak. The Tennessee Smokies fall to the M-Braves 3-1 in their finale. The M-Braves now at 41-47, 8-12 in the second half. Also time to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Around the Brewers Farm System, as always, brought to you by Owa Parks and Resort. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. One game is still in action. Justin Jarvis is making his 3rd start in AAA. Top of the 2nd inning, Nashville leads Jacksonville by a 2-1 score. Finals from around the system. Kannapolis beats Carolina and snaps their 5-game losing streak with a 17-7 win at Five County Stadium in Zebulon. Dayton beats Wisconsin in their series finale 6-5. And at the big league level, the Atlanta Braves take down the Brewers by a 4-2 final. Here in Montgomery, the Biscuits beat the Shuckers 8-7. Shuckers fall to 45-45 on the year, 11-10 in the second half, while the Biscuits improve to 45-44 on the year, 9-11 in the second half. In a game that takes 2 hours and 44 minutes in front of 1,518 here on a Sunday afternoon in Montgomery. Shuckers back at home on Tuesday. They'll take on the Birmingham Barons for the 1st of 6. First pitch scheduled for 6:30, 5 p.m. We'll be on the air at 6:20 with pregame on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Shuckers back at home. Get your tickets today at PiloxiShuckers.com or at the MGM Park box office. Shuckers off tomorrow, back on Tuesday. That'll do it for us today in Montgomery. Biscuits win it 8-7 over the Shuckers. Again, 6:20 pregame, 6:35 first pitch in the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network on Tuesday night as the Shuckers start a six-game set. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll talk to you Tuesday on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM. For all news, stats, highlights, tickets, and schedules, visit BiloxiShuckers.com. Make sure to